Morning. Halfway through that work week, and we have joining us right now a special guest, Julie Ristow, who is with the Main Street Project here in town. Julie, welcome back. Thank you so much for coming in today.
Yeah, thanks for inviting me.
You have had, you or somebody from the project on a few times in the past, but before we get into the adventure you're launching here now, let's just get kind of an update of how things are going with the Main Street Project out on the farm.
Sure, thanks. Well, I was here a couple of months ago updating folks in the community about the purchase of our new farm, which is just north of Northfield, a couple of miles. And
how many acres is that?
It's a 100-acre farm.
Okay.
We worked closely with Craig and Linda Wassner on that. It's their farm.
Mm-hmm.
They're still living there on their property, and we have a great team of folks out of working together to build this farm. It's a community-based farm. It's really getting put together to do a couple of key things. One is to demonstrate sort of the regenerative practices around wetland restoration and soil restoration. We're putting coops out there, which is sort of our trademark at the Main Street Project, is our poultry perennial model that we train people on.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll have upwards to 6 coops on land out there. So we're kind of building the infrastructure it's going to take to make that happen. So
yeah, I was thinking the last time that we had you in, you were just starting to come about now. How long was that last summer?
It was
summer?
June.
June,
yeah.
Okay.
We closed on the land in May,
mm-hmm,
and had a great summer out there. We put in some cover crops and kind of got our feet on the ground with the design and what it was going to look like. We've planted some hazelnuts and we're kind of gearing up for this big first year of establishment where we'll be doing more of the infrastructure work. We were able to get out there in November and December and actually build the road.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a beautiful road out there, and do some of the wetland excavation. So if you were to go out there right now, you could see a big change.
All right.
Meanwhile, you had Rocky here in the fall to talk about our Sharing Our Roots program, because remembering this farm is really designed and is all about the connection that we want to make to the community writ large, and particularly the Latino community here.
Mm-hmm.
So over the years, our trademark has been in actually establishing those relationships and helping to train folks that are interested in learning more about our model and in actually securing good, healthy food and growing chickens, growing vegetables. So the Sharing Our Roots project and program this fall was discussed on the air.
Mm-hmm.
We had a great success with that program.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about the success of that. Northfield does have a big Latino community.
Yeah.
Are you seeing that in volunteers, or are people volunteering to come out and do some work for you?
Well, it's less about the volunteers, and it's really more about the connection to the land that's meaningful for them. We began the whole connection to the farm by just opening up the opportunity for folks to come and get acquainted and learn about the farm. We had planted a number of vegetables, peppers and melons and tomatoes last spring and summer. And so we also encouraged people to come and pick vegetables, bring their families. It's very much a multi-generational series of events that we did once a week for 6 weeks in a row. And so we had upwards to 85 people at those events coming in. It was great. We have a lot about that on our site, mainstreetproject.org. You can see a video and a lot of great pictures. And so from that was really our indication that the location was great for folks. There was a real interest. And so this winter now, I guess we'd say it's winter, we are actually taking that a step further, and we're beginning to have deeper conversations with the community here to talk about, well, what would you like to see out there next summer?
Mm-hmm.
How can we do this together? How can we plant this together? You know, what do you want for your families? What do you see for your healthy food needs? What do you want to learn about? What do you want to grow? How do you see yourself developing possible more enterprise developments in the future? Are you interested in making salsa? Do you want to grow black beans? You know, there's a lot of different ideas that it's actually going to emerge from the community itself. So we're starting those series of conversations now.
Okay,
so
now where does that go from here? The planning season, I'm trying to, April sometime?
We probably put starts out in our greenhouse sometime in March.
Okay.
And take care of those, and the planting would, you know, happen as soon as it could in the spring.
All right. Yeah. Are you getting a lot of ideas from people who would like to see?
Well, we're just starting those deeper conversations now. We're working primarily with the Healthy Community Initiative here in Northfield that also has Growing Up Healthy as one of its key programs. And so we have a partnership there that we're really excited about. So we have a couple of community conversations scheduled for the next month. I think you'll hear a lot of, hopefully in the paper and other places about what's coming and emerging out of this community engagement process. So it's going to be fun.
All right.
And alongside that is really what I'm here to talk about today, which is the community-supported agriculture initiative that we started to support all this.
And you have kind of a new twist to it, something a little bit different now. We've seen that with agriculture, and I guess chickens are agriculture, probably related, but a little bit different. Tell us about the Chicken Project.
Yeah, the Chicken Project. Well, we're well known for our chickens. You know, we have the best chicken anywhere. Right. So our idea here, again, following the same notion of wanting to really engage the community, open up the farm to the community, you know, this is a great opportunity. And so one of the ways we're going to give this a try and a pilot is to actually connect community interest to the product itself. So what we're offering is a share, a community-supported agriculture CSA share, a meat share of chickens. And so a person can buy six of our wonderful chickens for $100, and that's considered a half share. If you want a full share, you can buy up to 12 of those chickens, because we'll have two flocks. So that money coming from the community will help support the Latino farmers that we trained this fall during September, October, November to actually use two coops that we have ready for them. So it would support their purchase of chickens, their continued training, and actually being able to grow those chickens and sell them. So we're very excited about this real connection. It's a connection of the actual folks who are learning and want to do more and want to participate with the community, who sees this as a wonderful way to support this effort, plus you get the best food in the world. So it's a win-win-win-win all the way around. And we're getting some really good pickup. We just put the invitation out Christmas week. We have a little video about it. We've got flyers. We're visiting with the churches beginning in the next week or two. So we're really making an all-out effort to connect the Northfield community to this possibility. So our goal is to bring in about 100 shares that will support, you know, up to 8 folks that are connected to these two coops that we already have built. And those 8 folks, a couple different families, want to work cooperatively at this project together. So they've already been trained and they're ready to go. You know, what we'd like to do now is raise the expenses, the direct expenses it's going to take to put them out there. And we thought, well, what better way to do that is, you know, to offer the great chicken, offer the relationship to us in the farm, have people get to know this program firsthand and eat the wonderful food and meet the folks.
So, it sounds good. Now, I want to talk a little bit more about the chickens themselves or about the chicken operation itself. You have a couple of coops. How big is the chicken coops? You know, I walk around the neighborhood and some of our neighbors have little chicken coops and there's about 4 or 5 birds in there. My guess is yours are a little bit larger scale.
We're quite right about that. Our standard chicken coop can hold 1,500 chickens.
Wow, okay. Right?
And such a coop then is can also push through 3 flocks a year. So, you know, it's a much larger scale operation. And then that coop is surrounded by a paddock. So what is a paddock? You know, a paddock is really just an acreage around that coop, that stationary coop, where chickens can run outside. So for us, that's an acre and a half that surrounds the coop. And what makes this special is that the chickens are actually rotated through this paddock. And the paddock is filled with sprouts and things that the chickens can scratch and mm-hmm. eat. We also have a canopy in the paddock that secures the chickens so they're not worried about roaming around outside. Because the thing that we don't understand, and it's actually a pretty significant deal, is that chickens don't like to be running around outside without protection. So, you know, they're constantly worried about, like, mm-hmm. well, what's coming in from up there, right? So this whole way of raising chickens is a very natural and indigenous way. You know, folks have known for years that chickens really like to be protected. They like to be outside. They're very good at scratching. They have the best relationship you can imagine to fertilizing whatever they're around. So we have hazelnuts.
Well put. Yeah. Well put.
We have hazelnuts out in our paddocks. We also have sunflowers and mm-hmm. corn. But all of those things that are out there in those paddocks produce way over what the standard, you know, production usually is for, you know, so mm-hmm. this manure is golden. So another, you know, that's why we can call it a regenerative practice. It's really about a reciprocity between the chickens and the perennials and us.
All right.
Yes.
I like
so
that.
That's now, the model, and the chickens are incredible in terms of their very healthy chickens. So they, of course, give us the best we can get for our bodies.
Now, the chickens, okay, you let them out. They do their free-range things. They scratch around, do some eating. They come back in. Do they know where to go? I mean, do they have, like, their own little bedroom assignment, the little cage or whatever that is?
No cages for our chickens. Well, we've experimented.
Do they just hang out inside?
They do.
Okay.
Meat chickens, which is what we're raising right now. They adapt very easily to patterns. They understand flow. They understand they're going to go out in the morning and, you know, before it gets dark, they go in automatically. I mean, chickens are pretty instinctive about the rhythm, seasonal rhythms, daily rhythms. So that's not hard at all. We've also experimented with egg layers, and I think this community through Just Food got to experience some of our eggs that we mm-hmm. raised this fall and over the last year.
Now, will the egg production continue?
The egg production we're going to put a hold on right now because it's pretty labor intensive, and right now we're trying to really establish relationships with agripreneurs that can get started right away. I think the egg production will probably come on in our operation in a year or two, but we're going to start with what we know how to do really quickly, efficiently, and has less overhead, and we know that our Latina farmers are really easily able to work with meat chickens. So that's where we're going. We have a wonderful processor down near Utica that we work with. So that's mm-hmm. all pretty set up for us.
Now, the chickens themselves, let me do some quick math. You have two different coops. They each house about 1,500, so that's 3,000. Mm-hmm. They turn over, I think you mentioned, about three times a year.
Three flocks a year.
So you are looking at 9,000 chickens. That's a lot of chickens.
A lot of CSAs.
But as far as distributing these, do you need to go through the distribute them to our local restaurants? Are there any other places interested in these chickens?
Very good question. Well, let me make it clear. The CSA is a pilot project mm-hmm. That's really meant to support these eight families that are going to be connected to these coops right now. And it's, you know, it's a pilot in that we can see, like, well, what's the interest? We've already have a few drop sites that are pretty well established, one in Lakeville, a couple in the Twin Cities. We haven't got so much here, so we'd like to establish something more local.
Mm-hmm.
So definitely the direct sale aspect of our chickens is growing, and we want that to grow, and we'll expand as we can. But alongside that, like you said, that's a lot of chickens.
Mm-hmm.
We're also developing markets that are much more, you know, in the industry standard way. For example, our marketing partner that was key to us getting started was Bon Appetit. Here we feed Carleton and St. Olaf students through our operations. So we continue to expand and, you know, work with college food services through Bon Appetit. We're looking at a few other kinds of operations in the course of the next couple of years that would be more about maybe making a soup that's special with a particular producer and distributor and,
mm-hmm.
you know, so we're beginning to build those kinds of relationships as we can see and guarantee that we have so much pull through at our market. You know, we have to produce so much mm-hmm. to be able to build those kind of marketing relationships. So that's another reason the farm is so important, is because we can scale this up.
Yeah. Now let's talk about the CSA. If somebody would like to subscribe to that, I'm kind of presuming that you wouldn't, if you do subscribe to that, you don't have somebody show up with a live chicken at your door once a once a month. How does that?
Now there's an idea. Well, maybe we'll try that next.
Looks like the Main Streeters were here. No, but how does that work? How do they get the chickens, and
so
where do they
sign
up?
It's very simple. So if you're interested in buying some of these chickens, you can go right online, mainstreetproject.org. There's a tab there. You can click very easily, find it. And it's, you know, there's a tab in the news category, mm-hmm. which makes it really simple to purchase. You can, the money will be right, you know, you can put in your credit card and be ready to go. How we're going to do this in this particular pilot is to have a drop site that's convenient here in town. People can come and pick their chickens up a certain couple days mm-hmm. after they're produced. So we'll make it very simple, very easy. We'll probably have another drop site or two in the cities. But so there's a drop site where you come purchase your, you know, you come pick them up. Chickens are whole and ready to go with roasting or whatever, so they'll be in a nice box. So you just come pick up your box, boom, you've got your box. You take it home, put it in the freezer, and you start eating chicken.
And they start eating chicken.
That's so it'd be right. A simple mechanism for people to be able to get their chickens.
All right. Yeah. Well, it sounds like a wonderful program. Sounds like good chicken,
it's
too.
It's got to get some chicken. I'll drop one off.
All right.
We'll anyway, thanks for inviting us and your continued interest in Main Street Project. We're just so grateful.
Well, we'll have to connect again in the spring sometime. We'd love to have you back.
Okay. Thank
All right.
you.
Julie Ristow, once again with the Main Street Project, the new CSA program. You can find out more on their website, which is mainstreetproject.org.
That's it.
Got it. All right. Thanks,
okay.
Julie.
Thank you.
Jeff, getting out of here. Hope you all have a good day. Thank you so much for tuning in. Straight Up 9 o'clock.